You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM.
The bike and the car were both invented for transportation and fun in the late 19th century, but the car has more heavily influenced our society than the bike. This will not always be so if it's up to our next guest and her workmates at Pedal, a nonprofit group that runs a little shop called on Main Street called Our Community Bikes. It appears from the outside to be just another tool-filled shop, but on the inside, it is so much more. And Alicia Gladman of Pedal joins me this morning. Hi.
Hi.
Did you bike in?
I did.
Great. Can you tell us why it's important to you to get people using bikes for their transportation?
It's important because it's a sustainable and healthy form of transportation. We live in a city that's so bent on getting cars places and filling the streets with machines and stuff, but I feel like whenever I'm in a car, I'm playing a video game. It's like the world around me isn't really part of what's happening, and so when I get on my bike, I start to actually interact with the people on the street and the environment, and I'm conscious of the fact that I'm not doing harm to what's happening around me, and I think it's such a critical tool to starting to change the way our society functions and move towards more sustainable ways of living.
Hmm. I think that's such a good point about way feeling connected to your environment and counterposing that to that sort of video game idea, because when I'm out on my bike, one of the things that I feel is I can feel connection with the people who are around me. And in fact, when I sort of go by this park where there are a fair amount of homeless people live just before I get to work in the morning, and I always like get out there and kind of smile at people, and if people talk to people, I smile, people kind of talk to me back, which almost never happens in a car. You're usually just swearing at the somebody who's cutting you off in traffic, or you're cutting them off, or
yeah,
that sort of thing. So it's quite a different feeling.
Yeah, definitely.
Tell me a little bit about our community bikes, because it's been around for a really long time.
Yeah, it's been around for 15 years now, and it's set up as a do-it-yourself bike shop. A lot of our energy goes into helping people who come in and want to learn how to replace their brake pads or how to change a flat or whatever it may be, to learn how to do it themselves. And we'll stand there with them and we'll talk them through it and we'll troubleshoot with them. But we're trying to empower people to learn how to do it themselves so that they can take those tools home with them and they can spread the knowledge throughout the world.
Whenever I step into our community bikes from time to time when I'm over on that part of Main Street, I might go in and buy a new bike light or something like that. And one of the things that I notice when I'm in there is that there's always a lot of people in that shop. Why is that?
I just think people are attracted to the energy there. I think people really do want to learn how to do things themselves. It's empowering and it feels really great to have just replaced the drivetrain on your bike, because it's knowledge that isn't readily made available in very many situations. And I think, for one thing, it saves money for people, and it just builds their skills. And we try to make a space where everyone has where we can sort of cater to everyone's level of knowledge about what they're doing. And so if some people will come in and be really apologetic and say that they don't know anything about, they don't know how to hold a tool, and that's totally fine. And we're just trying to let people know that they can all do it themselves. And
so what's available to people at the shop? Because it's kind of like a DIY shop, where people come in and kind of fix their bikes on their own. So what's there for them to kind of work on their bikes with?
Well, we have a bike stand, so you can come in and you would sign up at the front and say what time you get there, and check in with a mechanic, and we'll sort of talk to you about what's happening with your bike. And if the people know how to do it themselves, that's great. They can just get a stand and start using the tools. There's tons of tools in the back. And if they don't, then we can set them up on a stand and get them started, and we'll help them out. And there's new stuff if you need new stuff, and there's bins of used stuff. The only bikes we sell and most of the parts we get are donated to us because we're a nonprofit. So so we'll take the parts off bikes that we can't use and put them in our used bins. Yeah.
Great. I know one of the big programs that you have is the free bike program. How does that work?
It's a program that's built to provide bicycles to disenfranchised people and to low-income folks who wouldn't otherwise have access to cycling as a form of transportation or who wouldn't otherwise see it as an option for themselves.
So what do you do? How does somebody get a free bike?
The program is currently being renovated, I guess. The way it's going to work in the future is that people will contact us and we'll set them up with an interview and they'll come in and we'll size them up with a bike. And we'll have a quota for every month because in the past what was the biggest problem with it was that we were just inundated with applications for bikes. So we'll be building bikes for a certain number of people a month and they just have to come in and set up organize it with us. And
So walk me through that. How would that happen? Like if I was somebody who needed a bike and fell within that group of people that you're providing bikes for, how would I get a hold of a bike there?
Well, you could contact us. The email address we can be reached at is pedalinfo@pedalpower.org, and just send in a little note that says that you want to set up an interview with us. For that interview, we'd come and fill out an application. Once the bike is picked out, we would work on it for the next couple of weeks. We would take it apart, replace the cables, put it back together. Then you could come back and pick it up and try it out. And if there's a problem, we can fix it up again. It'd be great if people... if after a month we could check back in with you. We're trying to get it so that we can set up people as commuters, not just set them up with a bike. There's mechanic services at our community bikes that people can go to if they're having trouble with their bike.
Now, I know you've got another program, so that's one way of getting a bike through our community bikes. I know you've got another program that's Earn a Bike, so how's that different? How does that work?
Earn a Bike is run through schools. It's the kids at the schools would sign up to Earn a Bike and then come into OCB for a certain number of weeks and build themselves a bike. And a mechanic who's teaching it would just walk them through the process of building a bike. And if they have a bike, then they get to put the bike that they've built into the free bike program, and if they don't have a bike for themselves, then they'll keep the bike that they build.
Wow.
Yeah, and we have a similar program called After School Bikes, but it's actually mechanics going into schools and teaching basic bike mechanics and skills.
It must be pretty exciting for kids to kind of like get that hands-on kind of knowledge. What sort of age group do you do the after bike school program with?
I think we're teaching in 3 elementary schools and 2 high schools. And the goal for the high schools right now is that they, with the knowledge that they get from it, will go and teach the younger students at their schools. So it's hopefully going to generate
great.
More
so
and more.
Yeah, passing it on. That's great.
Yeah.
So now I understand that you have an auction coming up of bikes. What's that all about?
Yeah, we're auctioning off a whole bunch of really nice old English, old 3-speeds and cruisers, just some of the nicer bikes that we've had donated to us, and we've polished them up and refurbished them and replaced all the things that need to be replaced. And they're hanging in the window up at 17th and Main, so if someone wants to come by.
And then, what is that part of a fundraising effort?
Yeah. We're always fundraising because we try to ensure that our intent behind what we're doing isn't money. It's not our incentive. So a lot of times, providing services to folks and building them bikes and stuff, it costs us money if they can't fund it. And so the silent auction ideally would make us some money to fund the free bike program and to fund Earn a Bike.
So it sounds like there's like a lots of ways to kind of like tap into what our community bikes does. You can either through the school programs or getting a bike, earning a bike. How can people who maybe want to kind of contribute to the work that you do, how could they best kind of hook up with you? So in addition to using your services, also maybe contribute into that community so other people can have access to bikes.
Well, we are running a holiday fundraiser right now. So if folks want to come in and donate money, we have cards that we have recycled Christmas cards that we've cut and pasted the new words into. So if you want to donate money towards our programs on behalf of someone else, you can give us, you can come in to OCB and give us a check or give us some money, and we'll give you a card that says, I gave $34 to OCB because I love you and I love your gene pool and I hope that they don't have to deal with environmental collapse.
Pretty nice. That's nice.
Yeah. So if you want to come by, OCB is at 3283 Main Street, or you can address your checks to Pedal Foundation and mail them into 3283 Main Street, Vancouver, and it's V5V3M1.
And have you got a website where people can hook up with the organization as well?
We do. It's www.pedalpower.org.
That's great. I want to ask you just one question, sort of almost a personal vision question before you go, because you spoke with a lot of passion about bikes and what's great about bikes, and I totally share your passion with that. And I wonder what you would imagine the world to be like if really bikes met their potential, say in Vancouver.
I think that Vancouver is a city that could really easily be traveled around by bike because there's a lot of density downtown, and so it's easy to get from place to place. And in every neighborhood, there is everything we need. And so I think people can easily make choices of living and working in close enough proximity that biking is totally viable. And with less automobile traffic on the streets and more cycling, I can only imagine the amount of community building that would happen and people starting to get to know their neighbors and starting to get to know their neighborhood and going down streets that you wouldn't ever go down in a car and just appreciating the weather. The weather is an amazing thing I always notice on my bike. I would never notice it in a car, but the weather in Vancouver is incredible. It's always changing and it's so dramatic and it's so beautiful and colorful and...
Well, it's a wonderful vision.
Yeah.
Thanks for sharing that.
No problem.
I've been speaking with Alicia Gladman from our community bikes, and you can get more information about Pedal or about our community bikes and the various bike programs from their website at www.pedalpower.org.